Hello, my name is Lewis from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I think I'm registered as a Democrat.
I understand. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'm sorry, sir. Can I ask you where you're calling me from? I would like to know who's getting these decisions.
We're in Miami, ma'am, and we are Metro Research.
Yeah.
My name is Lewis, and,
so
well, it's just an independent company that we do surveys.
Oh, okay. So I do plan on voting. I am a Democrat at the moment, but I was really planning on becoming something else that wasn't a Democrat or a Republican, just because of everything going on with the parties. But I do plan on voting.
So you say that you will certainly or probably vote. What would be your case?
Certainly.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And would you please tell me your age?
I am 33.
Thank you. Let me ask you, in Florida, media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
I can't really answer that because I haven't really been paying attention to the state itself.
I understand, ma'am.
Is there like an undecided or something?
Yes, we can move forward. Thinking about the elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I mean, I just think it's really hard to tell because there's things that I like from Democrats, but there's things that I like from Republicans. So I'm kind of indecisive at the moment.
And maybe would you say that you would lean towards the Republican or the Democratic candidate?
I'm probably going to lean towards the Democratic Party because Kamala is younger than the Republican Party.
I understand. Well,
but
in that case, yes?
I don't know if it matters if I have anything to say about it.
Well, we can continue, ma'am. Actually, there are a series of questions here. Like, for example, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations that you may have heard of. As I read each one, you can please tell me whether you have a favorable, in this case, very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, it's okay. You can just let me know. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Republicans in the Congress.
I'm not familiar with them.
That's okay. The
I would like to get more familiar with them, but
Well, next is Kamala Harris.
Does it matter if I tell you that? Because I want to make your job easier. So does it matter if I tell you, like, I don't know?
Actually, later on, you may give me some information, but for now, the answers are that you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
okay,
or very unfavorable about the person or organization that I mentioned. And if you don't recognize one, you can just say that and we'll skip it. So in this case,
okay,
Next one is Kamala Harris.
Yes, I would vote for her.
So you say very favorable or somewhat favorable for her?
Okay, very favorable.
Okay,
right
thank
now.
You. And the next one is Thomas Shalafo.
don't know.
That's okay. Next is Democrats in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very favorable, somewhat favorable. Same answers.
Favorable. Highly favorable.
And okay. And Donald Trump.
Is there like a scale, like medium favorable?
You can say
or like
somewhat
less than medium, less than medium favorable, like
yes,
not necessarily
yes.
Favorable or not favorable, but like in the middle.
Okay, understood. And next is Joe Biden.
Not favorable.
That would be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable.
I'm gonna say somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Next is Project 2025.
Unfavorable, 100%.
Okay. And Ron DeSantis.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Next is Darren Soto.
I don't know. I haven't read anything on him. I don't know.
Okay, not a problem. So thinking about the job that Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Okay. You saying as him president right now?
Yes. As the job that Joe Biden is doing as president, do you approve or disapprove? And you can say strongly or somewhat.
Can I say like medium? I don't know.
Well, this one is particularly, we have like somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove. Which one do you think you lean towards more?
I'm gonna say somewhat approved.
Understood, thank you. And thinking about the job that Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Can I say somewhat approve?
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you. And then if the elections for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Understood. And if the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mukersell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for? Thank you for your answer, ma'am. Moving forward, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shelliffe, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I don't know.
Would you say that you would lean towards any of them?
No, because I just don't know any of their politics.
Understood,
ma'am.
Next, and then as you know, there will be also amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, or delay or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
That's so broad. I would say no because, oh my God, I'm going to just say no, I guess.
You would vote no. That's what. Okay.
Yes, I would vote no.
All right, and now that I'd like to read you two brief statements about two candidates from the Congress. First, Darren Soto is the current congressman from Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped to pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medications and paying their bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security and make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. Next, Colonel Thomas Salvo is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served over 30 years. Colonel Salvo will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing our border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Salvo will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million-dollar enterprise leader to work with for opportunities to grow in our community. And if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Salvo and the Republican candidate Darren Soto, Thomas Salvo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate. Which one would you think you would vote for?
Maybe Soto.
So in this case, we do have an option that says lean towards Darren Soto. Would you say that's your opinion?
Sure, yes.
I understand, ma'am. So thank you for your answer. We're halfway through this the survey, and I appreciate your time. It does take a little bit of time, Al, and I appreciate every opinion so far. Moving forward, let me ask you, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? First is making owning a home more affordable, lowering grocery prices, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, ending gun violence epidemic, bringing down rent prices, protecting reproductive freedom. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I think the first one you said was very, was the one that I would go with, but I have to go into another meeting at 8:45. So.
Oh, I only
I
have 5 minutes.
Answer your question. Yeah, so I'm trying to, but I think that for this one, which
you said
was the solo
making
one,
owning a home more affordable is the most important to focus on?
No, I think the first one you said was most important.
That was actually the first one, but then I said lowering grocery prices. Is that the one you mentioned?
Yes, that would help a lot. I'm sure.
And like a second most important issue, in between those, also creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, making healthcare affordable for working families, securing our borders.
Well, this is a hard survey because I want all of it.
you can mention any of them that you think is the most next most important, like lowering inflation and gas prices. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think just the fact for people to be able to live somewhere is very important, but I think that for people to be able to afford where they're living at is secondly important, and then, you know, everything else comes after that.
Okay, I understand what you meant. So, and I understand you have to go, and we're at like 60% of this survey, ma'am, so would you be okay if I would call you back later and we'd finish this at a later time?
Are you going to call me at the same number? And tell me what time you're going to call me, because I have a very crazy schedule.
Today we're almost done here, so we only have like this last 15 minutes from this hour. But tomorrow, maybe at the same exact time or earlier, it's best for you.
Yes, tomorrow at the same exact time will be perfect. You can call me and we can finish the survey. But I'd
we
like to go inside
opinion.
Because I have to do. My class is at 9, but they require me to be there 10 minutes before, so that would be 9:50. And I really would like to use the restroom before I start the class.
I understand you, ma'am. So I'm going to leave it here, and then tomorrow it's going to be starting from this point. I'll call you around 6:30. I'm sorry, 8:30 for your time,
and
right?
Okay, yes. Yes, sir. And it's going to be from the same number, right?
From the same number, yes.
2703. Okay, perfect. Okay.
Thank you for your time, ma'am, and have a good evening, and have a good class. Bye-bye.
No worries. Thank you so much for your excellent customer service. Have a good evening,
wherever you're at.
Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. No problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye.